Welcome to the WBFO Press Pass. I'm Mark Scott, joined as usual by Elizabeth Licata, editor of Buffalo Spree.
Hello, Mark.
Fresh off your 50th anniversary party at the Hotel Henry, where the 2017 Best of Western New York winners were announced. And Spree's August issue is arriving in subscribers' mailboxes as we speak.
Yeah, probably yesterday and today. Yeah. Absolutely.
Is the Best of issue the most eagerly anticipated of the year, do you think?
I think it could be. It's really hard to say. I mean, it may be eagerly anticipated by people who think that they might win an award, but maybe there are other constituencies who would another issue might appeal to them more. For example, like when we do like a Polish issue or so, that like that constituency might care about that issue more. Yeah. But I think it is a big deal, and that's why we do it every year.
Well, in this era where interactivity is prized, the Best Of issue offers your readers the opportunity to weigh in and, and be part of the content.
That's right. Yeah. We have a poll that runs for like about 3 months. But then we also have panels of experts that meet. And one of the reasons I did this is I remember back when I was sort of doing a little work for Art Voice, they do, the alternative newspapers do polls only. And they would have winners like, Red Lobster for best seafood and things like that. And that's actually what the public had picked. So I thought that, you know, it's important for a regional magazine. We think of ourselves as giving expertise, giving guidance, as tastemakers. So it's important for us to have panelists who then help me write all the descriptions and try to give people good justification why these were picked. However, we also take the poll into account. And sometimes in this issue, that led me to decide to have a few ties.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about one in a moment. Now, some of the winners are no surprises. Kim and Terry Pegula as Best Power Couple comes as one example. But others are somewhat interesting. I'm thinking of Buffa Lovebirds as Best Blogger. Haven't heard of that one.
Well, that's a new blog. They are a couple who moved to Buffalo from elsewhere, and they're basically just using this blog to kind of show off Buffalo. It's really sort of unabashedly kind of a boosting blog, but it's cute. They have great photography, and they just find a kind of interesting and quirky way to sort of explore the city for their readers. So that's one of the reasons we liked it. And it was, you know, people voted for it in the poll, too. Of course, with the poll, a category like that, you're not going to find consensus. That's going to be all over the place.
Yeah, because I would think Buffalo Pundit would still be up there. But do you reach a point where you give the award to a certain person and you just can't keep giving it, even if they might still be popular, Buffalo Pundit, for instance?
I really think of him as a columnist for the public now.
Okay.
You know, I would almost think of him as a public columnist rather than... I suppose it's 6-1, but...
Yeah. He started out as a blogger, but you're right. He writes a column now.
Yeah.
That's somewhat different. Yeah. What does winning a Best Of award mean to, let's say, a small business that doesn't really have a budget to do much marketing?
Well, it's good for them because when people go into the business, for one thing, they see they have often, if they have all of the plaques that they've won on the wall, and with some small businesses that have consistently won year after year through their excellence, it can be a very impressive display. And we also give them sort of a digital toolkit that they can use on their websites and so on. And so we give them every opportunity to sort of brag about the, you know, the fact that they won.
Yeah. I have to give credit to whoever, maybe it's you, who came up with my favorite category, Best Blowout. Now, that went to Mink Salon on Hurdle, and I didn't even know a blowout was a thing.
Well, half of your listeners are just shaking their heads right now, Mark, because a blowout has been known for many years as simply a hairstyle. When you go on, you don't need a haircut, you don't need color or whatever, and you just get to, it's a hairstyle. I mean, it's not dissimilar to what, you know, women have been having done at the beauty salon for decades.
Right.
Decades.
I was intrigued by the tie for Best Customer Service. Talking Leaves and Delta Sonic. One is a cool place whose owner, Jonathan Welch, is a city icon. The other is a corporate entity employing
right.
plenty of young people wearing ties, even though
sure.
they're wiping cars down. But they
right.
both excel
they both,
at this thing.
Yeah, they can both give good service. And in Talking Leaves, it's kind of personal, where they help you find books or order books for you, wrap books, and just sort of talk to you about books. And you feel like you're in this great place where people really care about books. And it's hard to find places like that now. But with Delta Sonic, especially if you envision to yourself the typical kind of car repair shop waiting room and what it's like and what's there and, you know, kind of dusty, you know, magazines might be like 10 years old or so. It's like a little tiny team. So, I mean, Delta Sonic, they have food places. There's a convenience store. It's comfortable chairs. It's nice and clean. And it's just if you have to wait to have something done to your car, it gives you a good experience.
You bring to mind a funny story. I had my car detailed on the inside a couple of weeks ago, right before a trip. And I got there and went through the process and got myself a cup of coffee from one of the popular local donut shops that has
yes.
a franchise, a donut. I sat down, started scrolling through my Twitter feed, was watching ESPN on the TV, and when they came in, it was like, I'm not ready yet.
It is. It's very comfortable, and nobody likes to get car work done. And in fact, I only go in and take my car to be detailed the week before I turn it in for the next lease.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, mine. I'm. You know, gets a little dusty, and once a year, just have them come and do it. So interesting. I'd like to tie in one of your categories with some wonderful news. The Darren Martin Complex was named Best Preservation Project, and the corporation which runs the famed Frank Lloyd Wright Design Home received word recently it's getting back one of its prized windows. What's happening
yes.
there?
Yeah, that's really exciting because there is a institution in Canada that had the windows, and they're voluntarily returning these windows free of charge, which I think is a wonderful thing to do. And one of our writers, Bruce Adams, wrote about it in a new column we have. It's a blog, actually, week that comes out weekly called Long Story Short. It's kind of like our version of The Skim, which I'm sure you know about. I think it's great that they're doing it. This is, you know, the Darwin Martin House, just the central terminal, has over the decades lost, when it was, you know, much more neglected than it is now. It's not neglected at all now. It you know, things were sold.
Yeah, it wasn't nefarious. These museums acquired these
sure.
treasures legally when the Martin House was stripped of its windows and other things by previous owners in the last century. And so now the question is, though, do other museums do what British Columbia, the one in British Columbia, did and make similar offers of returning their windows?
Well, I think it's nice if they do, but I don't really see why they would be required to do so. If you think about how a museum acquires work legitimately, often with funds from its donors and its board, who have, you know, in good faith donated money to buy these items, and they have no idea that they're supposed to be in the Darwin Martin House in Buffalo. So I think that you have to think of them, and so maybe you owe them, you know, you should get some money back for
yeah.
something that you're relinquishing. Rightly, so that it goes to its rightful place. I don't know that you're required to give it back. I think it's a fine to be paid.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Elizabeth Licata is editor of Buffalo Spree. Mark Scott, WBFO News.